degrees Celsius. But you need to apply 81 calories to ice simply.
Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio.
WTXC 90.7 FM, Acra.
Acra.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it's either a Macintosh 2011 or newer 2.0 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer 2.4 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info at WGXC.org for more information.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dr. Stephen D. Brown of Stuyvesant, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Info, music, signals, news, fun and frolic, and emergency instructions.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
I turned to an addict, I brought me a paddock, I brought her a baby one. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach, came with two doors, yeah, that's a Mercedes one. I stay with the baddest, I'm counting cabbage while making my lady come. I brought a G-Wagon, that was a Brabus, that's why I be racing. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war.
I got static in my city, who fucking with me? Pull up with this 30 and this chopper, hold a 50. Man, I heard that the Mickey, that's the risk. Man, we spray his car, spray his window. She keeps sucking on my, trying to get it. Well, I swear that too wet, sticky, sticky. I kicked her right out of the front door. I'm picky, picky, yeah. And every time she go to call my phone, I'm busy, busy, yeah. Hello. I heard it's some niggas that's on my head. I heard it's some niggas that's on my brain. Oh my God. Y'all niggas bet you'll be full, y'all all be dead. Yeah, yeah. Whole lot of mess. Yeah, whole lot of clothes. You spoiling my sweat. Whole lot of emeralds. These up your baguettes. Yeah, whole lot of red rubies on my neck. Uzi, it came with a tick. The brick, it came with a bit. I can teach you how to flip. The Draco, it came with a fist. The condo, it came with a pit. My she came with some nicks. Manny boy ain't believe me until I pulled up and my neck was on switch. Manny boy ain't believe me, they thought I believe in the devil like witch. Manny boy ain't believe me, a real rock star throw out of my beam.
My pretty boy cannot see me, that's why I be living my life like I'm Stevie.
Wake up beside you, my bitch. I got on that titchy, how you feel the change? I turned to an addict, I brought me a paddock, I brought her a baby one. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach, came with two doors, yeah, that's a Mercedes one. I stay with the baddest, I'm counting the cabbage while making my lady come baddest. I brought a G-Wagon, that shit was a Brabus.
That was Baby Pluto by Lil Uzi Vert. And
so long, I do it in the Honda.
We are here to bring you 1 hour of tracks radio. And this is another one during this pandemic. And just a few words to make sure that you guys aren't panicking. Basically, this is one of the series of events that is that we were worried about. That is happening with, especially with our radio show, still being able to do this with the pandemic still going on. And we also have an interview with us here. And stick in for that. And we'll kick off our show after the local news and weather. Bye, guys.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. The New York State Legislature has approved a 2020-21 state budget. The Senate debate April 2nd on the budget bill lasted 2 minutes in a nearly empty chamber. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said to only a handful of people present, and I quote, "This nearly empty chamber really is surreal. You know, actually for me, it's chilling. In many ways, it's upsetting, but it's a testament to this great institution and the work that continues here," end quote. Some of the big items in the budget, a $104 million increase in funding for school aid, but foundation aid funding was held flat. That means there will be no increases to foundation aid in the 2020-21 school year. However, the most recent federal stimulus bill is providing around $1 billion to grade schools, which will help offset some of this loss. The budget allows for funding amounts to change based on the receipt of tax revenue. Medicaid spending will increase by 3% or about $500 million. There are changes to the criminal justice reform bills, including giving judges broader authority to set bail on additional crimes, such as repeat offenders, hate crimes, sex crimes, and high-level drug offenses. The prosecutors will have more time to hand over initial discovery to defense attorneys. Other big items included the legalization of e-bikes and e-scooters, mandatory 5-7 paid sick days for all employees, the prohibition of so-called pink tax, and a ban on flavored vaping products. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson officials April 1st announced the city will appoint a climate smart task force in partnership with Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Green Counties. The task force will first conduct an assessment of the city's actions concerning climate change before prioritizing its next steps at a meeting to be held later this month. Cornell Cooperative will provide technical expertise and administrative support for the task force. The city will work with Cornell to create a flood guide and road stream crossing management plan, which count as actions in the Climate Smart program. According to the statement, these actions are, and I quote, "important to sustainability planning in the city of Hudson, especially with increasingly intense weather events and rising waters of climate change," end quote. Mayor's aide Michael Chimides will chair the task force and serve as the Climate Smart coordinator. Communities that take the Climate Smart Community Pledge commit to reducing greenhouse gas emissions while saving taxpayer dollars, increasing energy security and reliability, supporting a green innovation economy, and more. Other Columbia County communities working toward the Climate Smart certification are Ancrum, Austerlitz, Chatham, Copeg, Ghent, Hillsdale, Kinderhook, and Philmont. In Green County, Athens, Cairo, Catskill, Hunter, and Jewett are working toward certification. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris Bragg is reporting for the Times Union. New York State is about to miss a payment deadline and forfeit a purchase of 1.5 million N95 respirator masks, according to the firm managing the deal. Half Moon-based craft supply retailer Darn Good Yarn has relationships with suppliers in China and have access to the masks used to help protect medical personnel and others against airborne droplets from sneezes or coughs. The specialized masks are in short supply. The Chinese supplier involved in the mask deal require upfront payment. At 3 p.m. Friday, April 3rd, the company's opportunity to buy any of the masks from the Chinese supplier for approximately $4 each will end, according to Nicole So, the founder and CEO of Darn Good Yarn. It is unclear why the state has not come up with the $6 million needed over the past week. Heather Grohl,
A spokeswoman for the State Office of General Services said, and I quote, New York State takes its responsibility to produce personal protective gear extremely seriously and is vetting all possible avenues to secure products that are viable, available, and cost appropriate. Darn Good Yarn's offer is under consideration. Snow said the Cuomo administration committed to buying the mask a week ago and went so far as to work out the delivery details, but so far the state has failed to come up with the needed funds. Snow said the market for protective medical equipment is drying up and it will be difficult for the state to otherwise obtain the mask if this opportunity is lost. You can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Creeping away from the freezing point, temperatures start out at dawn today at 42 degrees. Leftover intermittent rain from last night continues into the afternoon today. Then, at about 4 p.m., rain vacates the area and temperatures reach 51 degrees. Overnight, temperatures again reach the low 40s before a big bounce back up to 58 degrees tomorrow afternoon around 4 p.m. With moderate cloud cover and a very light breeze, it should be a very nice day outside. Sunday will be similar with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Pollen levels will be low today. However, they rise tomorrow and reach medium-high levels by Sunday. The next high tides will be at 10:58 a.m. and at 12:01 a.m. The next low tides will be at 6:30 p.m. and tomorrow at 6:37 a.m. Water temperature will be 46 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:03 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:33 a.m. Looking way up, we see Comet Atlas, also known as C-2019-Y4, has sprung an impressive tail coming in at 3.3 million kilometers long. It has become an easy target for backyard telescopes. And tonight, the Pleiades will look like one of its stars exploded as Venus slides into the star cluster's position in the night sky. Solar wind speed is currently 391 kilometers per second at 3.6 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 12. And this has been the better weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 Here's what we do with the clubhouse. Here's what we do with the clubhouse. Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acra Hudson, Catskill. And today, you know, we're here with DJ Popcorn and
Codeine. Shout out Live 18, 518, stand up.
And
Hey, it's DJ Kansu.
DJ Fees, what's up, y'all?
So we're here to bring you our special tracks / interview show. You know, just something for you guys to listen to while you're in quarantine, because I know there's not a lot out there right now.
Right.
It's true.
So, you know, just wanted to be generous and be thoughtful of everybody who's out there and who's struggling and who's tested positive for it. So, you know, just right. Being there for everybody and just being, you know, considerate of others. So, you know.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, so. I know you guys are in a whole nother area code right now. So, how is it down there?
Yeah, what's it like out there, bro? How's the corona infecting out there?
Well, we're in a rural part of Pennsylvania, and things are quieter than they were a week and a half ago. People are staying home. Numbers are still going up. Seems to mostly be hitting nursing homes. Yeah. But, how are things? Happy to drop in with everybody in Catskill and Hudson and Acra today. Yeah. And how are things still treating y'all now? Like, y'all are in the lab together.
Yeah.
Cody, it's your first time in the radio lab, right? Practicing some social distancing here.
Yes, sir. I'm like 2.5 feet from a DJ Popcorn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a healthy space, but we're basically like across from each other, but we're also diagonal. So if you can just picture that in your mind, or if you're on Cody's at Facebook Live, then you can see how it actually looks.
Feel me? Wash your hands, everyone.
Please wash your hands before you touch anything, anybody, everyone, including yourself.
It's a fact.
This is true.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wear things over your mouth, handkerchief, scarf, whatever you got.
That type of idea is being touted. It's something I practice.
Right.
If you gotta go out,
we were told in a store we went to that we looked dangerous when we came in with our handkerchiefs around our mouths. We're like, we are not dangerous. The virus is dangerous.
Yeah, worry about
we
that.
We just need to buy some very essential supplies right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's a double edge, right? For anybody who's
black,
wearing anything over your face, you can draw a different level of attention right now. But
yeah,
I feel that.
But if it's a face mask, it's sort of like normal because everybody's doing it and everybody's in that same headspace where they're like, okay, I see you. You're not trying to get it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have access to face masks, right?
Yeah,
I think right now is like the only time socially acceptable to walk around with a mask or a flag on. I mean, and not be looked at some type of way other than you trying to be smart.
Yeah.
Feel me?
That's true.
You know, any other time you wear a mask, you're going to probably be, like, either taken in by the cops or you'll probably be questioned on why the mask is on your face. So, hey.
Still totally look dangerous, even in the middle of a virus pandemic.
But, yep.
But anyway, can't let coronavirus take up all the space because we have a great interview and conversation we had about music and life.
It's a fact.
Right? I mean, how do we feel about playing Cody's song? Codeine.
I'm ready to play it.
I'm
right
down
now.
Bro, if y'all want, I'll let you know something about the song first before it's played.
Okay,
that'd be awesome.
Okay, yeah, so basically my mother, she's my rock. I have a father. I'm close to my father. I love him, but we're both so much alike that we don't get along. So at a young age, I chose to move in with my mom due to a bunch of family conflicts and stuff like that. And she was always just there for me and the one person that never gave up on me. and stayed by me through thick and thin, through the storm. And was my mother, and not just my mother, but my father too, at a lot of points in my life. And, you know, I just felt like the least I could do is dedicate a song to her. And this, honestly, is, I feel 110% my most meaningful, powerful song. And, yeah, shout out my mom, bro. I love you, mama. Live 1-8.
Yo.
This for you.
Okay, and we'll be back right after this quick song break. And have a nice day.
This for you, mom. I love you. Cody Cole. Everything was rough when I was younger, depressed but filled with hunger. Mama was an addict, had some bad habits. The way my father treated me turned me to a savage. Put his hands on my mom, I swear I couldn't have it. So when she got sober, we left. Love you, mama, hope you know that you're the best. And I'll never rest till I make it big and I'll take you out to state. I promise on your life that I'ma do great. Stay up out the streets, stop playing with snakes. Try to warn me about these kids being fake. And I ain't listen, turn my back on you when you needed me the most. Now I'm lonely, feeling like I'm a ghost. Letting you down and it's killing me slowly. Trying to stay sober but I'm sipping on these 40s. I'ma get this stuff all together and I'ma ride forever. Always making sure that you straight. Money in your purse and some food up on the plate. You told me go with God, forget about Satan. I was messing up and being impatient. Tried to do it my way and ended up in jail. Ain't let you come see me cause I felt like I failed. You win what you done, you raise a great son. Cause now I'm stepping up, I'ma make you so proud, mama. I respect your hustle and your honor, mama. How a female raise a man, that's well respected. Sticking to the plan, I'ma do this one for you, mama. God on my side and that's true, mama. If they play with you, I'ma ride on them, mama. Death before dishonor, being your first son is an honor. It's simple, I'm humbled. I had the ball and tried to run but fumbled. But you showed me perseverance is key. Never give up and show them what you meant to be. Supported my rapping, had to throw me out when you found out I was trapping. But it's okay, cause that was meant to happen. I love you, mama. I'ma do this one for you, mama. Yeah. I love you, mom. My best friend. Live 1-8. Code word.
So, that was Coding 518, Dear Mama. So, how were you, like, what was your headspace when you wrote that song, you know? I just really want to know, because that was a really inspirational song for me. And I feel like not a lot of people, you know, talk about, like, people who are there for them sometimes. You know, a lot of people forget where they came from, so.
Right, right. No, it's a fact. My headspace. Well, to be 100% honest and not beat around the bush. I had just gotten out of jail. I was struggling on probation, felony drug court, smoking weed, drinking, just partying, you know, being reckless, being dumb. And then one day I just, I don't know. I guess it was kind of like something bigger than me spoke to me.
Yeah.
And really put a vision in my head of like everything I've been through and how right now is the perfect opportunity to turn that around and use everything. Like my mom, bro, she came from nothing. She went through hell and did everything for me and my brothers. So I felt like the first step of the thing I should do is pay it to my mom. And I was out of jail. So, you know, the vibe was good. Everything was good. I got back in a bad headspace, started smoking weed again. You know what I mean? Chasing some girl that didn't care. And I went back to jail. And then I got out. And now I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be more consistent, stick to it more. and connect and bring us out more. So I can really get that song heard because I want to help adolescents mm-hmm. that are going through stuff like I went through, addiction, trauma, group homes, or anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I know some of you guys at home can relate to DJ Kansu, DJ Phoebs. You guys have anything?
Yeah, I mean, thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course, bro. Thank you.
Yeah. I think some of the things that really struck me in it was your admission of your own mistakes as being part of how you moved through, like, showing up for your next part of life.
Right.
And I'm interested in... You do a really amazing job of catching the flow of the beat of the music. And it almost sounds like you're writing poetry or freestyle. Like, what's your actual process when you're writing?
That's crazy you said that, bro. Because honestly, actually, I didn't even say this. My mother, okay, so when I was like 8, 9 years old, I'd go to school with like a portable CD player of like I had the Tupac All Eyes on Me album, mm-hmm, DMX mm-hmm. is Dark, Hell is Hot, Mobb Deep, NWA, Biggie. I had everything, mm-hmm. right? Eminem. And, I was so young in elementary school, and I knew I had experienced some of this stuff already that young that they were talking about, so I wanted to do what they were doing, but I never knew how. And my mother, she's wrote poetry ever since I was a child, and I just sat down with her one day, and I started writing poetry. So it's funny you say that, because that's how it all started, writing poetry yeah. in school, having the best poems, and then rapping and trying to remix... like songs. The people I looked up yeah. to their tracks, yeah.
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. for sure, bro. Kind of bring that to yeah. reality to a point where it's like, you know, I'm not these guys, you know, I don't rap like these guys. We're not the same person, but
right.
you know, like
for sure.
I feel what these guys feel sometimes, you know?
So. Exactly. And that's like the biggest thing for me. Like, I don't want to resemble anybody, and it kind of gets me frustrated at times because I get compared to, I'm not even going to, you know what I mean, but I get compared to a uh-huh. lot of rappers, and I don't know, I kind of just, I think, and a lot of other people think too, my style, my flow, the way, my wordplay, like everything is different, my style yeah. is different, and yeah. that, I mean, obviously I'll never undercredit the rappers who were so influential on me,
yeah.
but, you know, I think they too would want my goal as an artist to be better than them, not to be like right. them. You know what I mean?
And then, right, like, right. To be your own exactly. niche yeah, of creativity.
And now right. in the rap game, it's like, if you like say something similar to a person, or you pay homage to somebody.
Right.
Homage to, you know? And then like you say something that they said in a song, and then everybody's like, oh my God, he's biting his flow.
Yeah.
He's biting this. He's stealing that. It's not your flow. Put it down. Like,
yeah, nobody can even, they can't even say that about me, bro, because my music, not to be, like, cocky, conceited,
right.
It's just, it's different, bro. It's not like music other people are putting out. Like, I could write mm-hmm. something, like, to a rock beat, mm-hmm. and then I could write some
nice.
Just straight rhyme, you know what I mean? Yeah. Trap, whatever, I can do it, and mm-hmm. I think that's why music is such a big thing to me, because yeah. it's not just rap, it's rock,
yeah.
country. Any type of music, if it's good, as an artist, I think you can't be an artist unless you enjoy all good music. You know what I mean?
Or at least, I'd say at least appreciate, like, right. the development yeah. of different exactly. music, right?
I mean, I'm yeah. curious what you think makes something good across those genres. Because, like, for me, yeah. what makes your music feel so clearly authentic is you're a storyteller, and only you mm-hmm. can tell your story, right? So if somebody's yeah. telling a true story in their music, which a lot of the artists you named, that's what they did too, who inspired you... Yeah. You can't replicate somebody else's story exactly. in a good way anyway. So, like, and that happens across genres. Like, you can have, like, music that's just the same kind of nonsense talking about it, or, like, go deep and tell a story.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was the question you asked? What makes music seem good to me? What makes it stand out, you said?
Yeah. Yeah, what about a song, whether it's country or it's rock or it's rap, like, makes you think, like, oh, yeah, that speaks
well,
to me.
One is what you just said, the storytelling. Like, my favorite rapper of this generation is J. Cole, because his storytelling,
yes.
his lyrics, his wordplay, his rhyme scheme, everything is A1. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. So that's like my biggest idol in the rap game. But right there, boom, storytelling. I like people that sound different too, but storytelling for sure. I like to listen to pain because I came from pain, but not just pain, like you're sitting there and you're sulking in it, yeah. but what you're doing to move past that pain and yeah. to persevere. So when it's songs about bouncing back, especially yeah. from like taking an L, like Meek Mill.
And leaving you know things what I mean? In the past tense and bringing things to light now.
Right.
You know.
And creativity too. I yeah. can always tell yeah. as an artist when somebody like, damn, or shoot, they really, yeah. yeah. they really had to sit down and really think like,
right.
how long did that take? You know what I mean? That was smart.
Yeah.
So well, definitely. Actually, things I
you just for. Reminded me about Kendrick Lamar's album when you said, damn, actually, because that's a huge yeah. storytelling that pulls yeah. together. It's yeah. a whole album. It's a whole concept that, like, is this whole animal of its own,
right,
really.
Right.
So I think that reminds me kind of what you're talking about, not comparing anybody in terms of, but to put somebody else that's on the same level as J. Cole in terms of creativity and development like that.
For sure.
I'd say Kendrick's definitely up there.
Nah, that's a fact, bro. Kendrick is, I don't even know what to say without swearing. You know what I mean?
Yo,
Kendrick
right,
is just
yeah,
a problem.
Heard.
He yeah, for sure. Like me, I mean, of today's artists, I mean, I got some type of respect or something for all of them because a lot of people be like, well, Lil Pump, he's garbage, and I mean, I'm not going to say I disagree with that, but there is some type of talent there, or uh-huh. he wouldn't have made it famous, and that's the thing, A&Rs, talent agents, everybody looks for it. They look for talent and determination. That's
right.
it.
So speaking well, of, yeah. oh, go ahead.
No, please.
Okay, I was going to cut off to our break, but yeah, yeah so speaking of determination, me... And me, Dope Boy Menace, and, you know, Chef Miyagi, we created this song. You know, we all really were sitting at this table one day in the kitchen, and we were eating. And then I dropped something, and then, you know, Dope Boy Menace came up with this, like, this fire chorus. You know, this is a leak, because I spilled something. And then, and then you know... And then it just became a song, so I'm going to let you guys listen to that for a bit before we cut out to the news. And right. have a great break, guys.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasabik is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Koymantown's officials have launched a project intended to make broadband internet service available to all residents. Koymantown board member Brandon LaFerve outlined a preliminary plan to expand community access to broadband at the board's March 26 meeting. He's working with U.S. Representative Paul Tonko's office and the town grant writer on the issue. LaFerve said, and I quote, "You might assume that everyone in the town had broadband internet, or at least the option of having internet. However, a good portion of the town of Koymans is left in the dark when it comes to broadband internet," end quote. The first step in the process is to determine how widespread the problem is, and a survey has been created to collect names and information from town residents who are without service at home. The survey will be posted at the town's website, koymans.org, and on the town's Facebook page. Copies of the survey are also available at the town clerk's office. Town Supervisor George McHugh said the importance of broadband access is more important than ever, especially now with employees and students forced to work from home because of social distancing requirements during the ongoing coronavirus emergency. Read the full story at RavinaNews.com.
Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Operators of sewer treatment plants and municipal sewer systems are increasingly concerned that quarantined state residents, given the shortage of toilet paper caused by the panic buying, will flush bulkier alternatives such as paper towels and baby wipes down the drain. The result can be sewer line backups in a person's home or farther along in the system. Plus, non-flushable materials cause problems in sewer treatment plants and often have to be removed by hand. Patricia Cerro Rehill, executive director of the New York State Water Environment Association, which represents sewer treatment plant operators, said, and I quote, "It's terrible. It causes huge problems. It's a real mess," end quote. Bethlehem Public Works Commissioner George Kansas advised, and I quote, "If people run out of toilet paper and need to use another product like wipes, they should throw the wipes in the trash after use and not try to flush them," end quote. Sierra Rehill said, despite claims to the contrary, wipes are not flushable. The products are often made with cotton or synthetic fibers, while toilet paper is only paper. Sierra Rehill said toilets should be for bodily waste and toilet paper. Nothing else. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the nursing department of Columbia Green Community College has donated cases of personal protective equipment to Columbia Memorial Health. The gowns and masks were given to the hospital as part of the ongoing effort to supply frontline staff with the items that have fallen into short supply as the COVID-19 pandemic escalates. Don Wrigley, professor of nursing and department chairwoman at the college, said, and I quote, "We packed up everything we could in our lab and filled a truck with boxes," end quote. She said the hospital group has been, and I quote, "an extraordinary supporter of Columbia Green's nursing program, and we will do anything we can to help them," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. Local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
This is a leak drip drip. 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 Be rocking fatigue drip drip. I wet up my sleeve drip drip. 400 degrees drip drip. There's nothing to me drip drip. This is a leak 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 drip drip. Be rocking fatigue drip drip. I wet up my sleeve drip drip. 400 degrees drip drip. There's nothing to me drip. This is is a leak.
Paddock Philippe and I'm swimming, she drip. And I open the layers, I'm eating my dinner. Back at the gold, she give me the top. I run to the sack because I cannot stop. I'm getting these bands that come to the top. She doing flips, but there's no flat. Shooting the 30, man, I can be stopped. Getting this money till my body drop. Like I'm the baby, this shit's a bop. I come with a knife and ain't talking my chop. Spinning your butt because I am on top. Fully loaded 38 came with a mop. We spinning your block. We spinning your block. We spinning your block. We spinning your block.
I need a move.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio.
She know how to rock. She playing my flow.
And before we start the next portion of the this interview / Tracks Radio show, there's some stuff that we haven't played yet on here. And there's some songs that, like, we've been really, like, saving for, like, the right moment. And I think today we have some songs that we really, like, wanted to share with you guys, you know? So I have songs on here, Scoot Up from Dope Boy Menace, and myself, that is, too. So, you know, I mean, there's just some stuff that we haven't, like, some of us didn't want our stuff played on here, or we didn't want to, like, take some stuff that wasn't clean and put it on here. So, you know, there's just songs that, like, haven't been actually played on here yet. So I just wanted to just share that with you guys. So whatever I play on here, that's like, that you haven't heard yet, just expect it. It's not necessarily super duper new, you know, it's here. So I want to reintroduce myself. If you just got on, it's DJ Popcorn.
And I'm Codeine. Shout out 518, Live 18, stand up.
And
hey, it's DJ Kansu.
DJ Phoebs. Hey y'all.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, so
man,
so I
glad
was just
to
talking
DJs.
About how, if you know, they haven't heard some of our stuff yet, and like there hasn't been some stuff that they haven't heard, so you know. Mm-hmm. And don't worry, we've got a lot of heat put away for you guys, so you know, just
I got some stuff in the freezer too.
Yeah,
man. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just in the garage. And we're always doing radio edits of music, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
If anybody has any interest in that, there is always the option of communicating with the radio program at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That's ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. If anybody's interested in, you know, jumping on the radio, figure out Skype calls, but just to, you know, have everybody get involved and
more
have more music,
more music, more inspiration, keep it local, keep it connected, finding the music that's impactful. That's why we got Coding 518 on the show today.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, all right, what you got for us, DJ Popcorn? What's in the queue?
So, real quick, I might play a quick snippet of one of my new songs that's soon to drop.
That one?
No.
You
know, just
that was hard though. That was hard.
Yeah. I'm just gonna.
She all on my phone, this chick is the worst. Seen all the moves, her feelings is hurt. Told me she's stressed, she off her.
Okay, that's all I'm gonna let you guys hear for now.
Respect.
But you know.
Yo, just gonna drop just a little snippet.
Such a teaser.
Like that.
All right.
Yeah, that's how it be. That's how you gotta do it.
I'm gonna leave it like that for now.
Leave the people wanting. It's how you keep them interested, right?
Nah, that was fire. That was hard. Yeah. I was starting to, get going to it.
Well, I got a question. So that version was recorded on broadcast using this tool on our radio system, right?
Yeah.
DJ Popcorn.
The actual version is done and finished on Pro Tools. I can officially say that it's done. In dropping, I plan to drop it soon. Not super duper soon, but soon enough to where you'll get it in time. I figure you'll still be in quarantine while listening to this.
For real.
real. But I wanted to ask, last week and some weeks before, we talked to DJ Popcorn, a.k.a. Lil Foam Posit, about his recording on broadcast using this tool and Pro Tools. Codeine, can we ask you about what technology you're used to using or familiar with in terms of your recording? What did you record Dear Mama on? Like...
It's funny you ask that, bro. Another funny question. So, honestly, I mean, I'm just going to keep it real. I've been in group homes, placement, and, like, just institutions and jail so much that I haven't really messed with equipment that much. So, my sister, shout out Statty Love, Hudson, New York. She,
we know.
You know Statty?
I know that. Yeah, I feel like I know that name. She's an artist.
Yeah,
right?
Statty, an artist. That, shout out Statty. I love you, sis.
She used to work here. She used to work here.
Yeah, so when I had gotten out, like, I've recorded over the years, but, you know, I was just so busy trying to make up on lost time that I wasn't being consistent. So Statty was the first person that really, like, saw my talent and what could come from it. And she brought me under her, and we started recording. And just, I was going through, putting tracks down in, like, 5-10 minutes. And she was engineering, recording, producing all of it for me. And I learned how to, you know, I learned some stuff, but I was mainly just in there putting bars down and writing lyrics. But I did pick up on running her equipment a little bit. I won't even hold you. I don't know what it's called.
But that's awesome that you had the support to be able to start doing that.
Like, good to know the name, the people behind the production. It's sometimes like lost in talking about music, right? So it's cool to hear who you're collaborating with, how that comes together, because it takes a community to make this happen.
Right.
And so, speaking of bars, we've got our boy Dope Boy Menace, who also works here, a.k.a. DJ Walter White, who was just on the last song with me, and the last song before that. So, you know, we've got a lot of songs that we've done together in the vault that haven't been released. So here's one, not that's unreleased, but, you know, maybe something that you may have already heard. But it's called Trap Vibes by Dope Boy Menace. Hope you guys enjoy.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Dope boy.
Othello on the beat.
These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. These drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man. The trap don't stop. Vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. These drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop.
When you blessed with a talent, they either gon' love or hate you. Might as well shine, cause it's gon' still shade you. OGs align you and young to fade you. And they ain't even barbers. This shit is getting harder. In these streets where I'm from, barely know their father. Most of them being raised by their favorite rap artists. Yesterday I was thinking I used to look up the kingpins. Now they mopping floors and mess halls and sing sing. Screaming bring Obama back but rappers wearing MAGA hats. Anything to sell a record, man, they more than whack. These ain't this shit. I put my daughters on to that. These don't choose. My son's sister taught them that. These fools bought jewels. I went and ordered more Macs. I turn on the news cause Netflix ain't airing that. I light up the sip on the brew. Thinking how they really out here killing people for views.
Vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. Drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop. These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. Drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop.
Posing on the gram with the hammer and bad grammar. Dropped out of school like f*** it, now he a scammer. Designer clothes, foreign wheels, exotic cars, chasing bags and going viral like Shiggy Show. That's all they know in the hood, that's how we get it. Eating good for us with sweet and sour chicken. Cooking O's on the stove in mama's kitchen. Had to wait till she leave and paying off your siblings. God giveth, God taketh away. Praying for better days, staying out of the way.
I swear the tastes better when you stress, trying to camouflage it, but my life just a mess. The vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious, drug dealers just doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my dog got locked, another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop. The vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious, drug dealers just doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my dog got locked, another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop. These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious, these drug dealers doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my dog got locked, another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop.
Okay, so now we're back, you know. I just spoke on the bars that you guys just heard, you know. That was real stuff that you guys just listened to. If you're now just coming back, this is DJ Popcorn.
Hey, hey, DJ Kansu.
DJ Phoebs.
Codeine, Live on 8.
So, now we're here, and basically we're almost at our end point, so, you know, just...
I mean, right quick before we drop into that, can I just ask Codeine, what'd you feel about that song?
Yeah, what are your vibes on that?
Like, how'd that hit? Yeah.
The one we just heard?
Yeah.
Trap Vibes by Dope Boy Menace.
That was fire, bro. He was speaking pain. He was speaking facts. He was preaching. The cadence, the melody, the flow, the beat. I almost dropped the F-bomb.
good save.
Yeah, Nah, that was official. That was hard. I definitely I liked it. And I was just telling him the beat I liked a lot. It reminded me of the Ten Toes Challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the hook went hard. That was official.
Wait, is Ten Toes different than the Five Fingers of Death?
Yeah. The Five Fingers of Death is like a mashup of like five different beats. Yeah. And then the Ten Toes is a beat that kind of sounds like that. Like that girl, like, whistling, yodeling in the background, whatever it's called.
Yeah, my friend made a...
That's the Ten Toes. Well, the Ten Toes has the same, like, theme to it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I understand, I think that Dope Boy Menace makes most of his beats. And then there's some other people, I think, MF Beats.
So me and him, we can both get beats made for us, and sometimes he'll make beats and then he'll show me them, and then sometimes they become a project, sometimes they don't. Like, and as I was saying, I've got a lot of songs in the vault. You know, even if you're wondering just how many, I have enough to where we can make a whole joint album with just unreleased songs. That's how much is just sitting there.
Just teasing the fans out there.
No, I'm not saying that there won't be a joint album, but I'm not saying that there will be. So, hey, just be on the lookout for some new stuff that I'm dropping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Say that. I see a lot of people as as an artist, constructive criticism, I need that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different when somebody's giving me constructive criticism, trying to help me. Right. Like, this is what you're doing wrong. This would be better, I think. Versus somebody like, oh, you blah, 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 you garbage.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're straight trash.
Yeah, that get me tight because I know I'm not garbage. But my main thing, I feel like, because I've got a lot of unreleased songs too. You probably have more than me, honestly, because a lot. I have probably
not.
Like 50 notebooks filled front to back that I haven't even recorded.
Mm-hmm. And, Same with me.
For real, bro. And a lot of artists, managers I know, producers, they tell me when I find my voice more, my melody, that it's over. And that's why I haven't been releasing nothing crazy. I'm trying to find my voice more as an artist.
and just figure things out.
Right.
Feel me?
Well, it might be on the horizon for you creatively.
As in what?
New projects or new things, ways of engaging with that.
Okay. So I do have a mixtape in the works right now called Demons and Angels.
Okay.
There's gonna be a couple remixes to two very popular songs on there. Just because one, it is a mixtape, and two, they definitely helped me with every song on that mixtape. Both songs were super influential on my childhood. And I've got so far like 11 or 12 songs I have stashed up for it. And then the mixtape after that, I don't really have a plan for the next one yet. I'm just going with the flow. But the next one, I'm going to put the Dear Mama on. And that's probably going to be, right now, the Demons and Angels mixtape, that's about what I've been going through the past, like, 3 years, what I'm going through still. And then the next one after that is going to be, just everything to my family and, like, trying to give back help and preach pain, bro. That's my thing.
Expect the spot from me.
I got you, bro. I need a feature from him, too. Your boy.
And then I'll get something in the works.
Yeah. And then one of my boys, he's actually from the Bronx. You could look him up. Shout out my boy Crawley. He like a big brother to me.
Okay.
He goes by Ren. And he had a song with AR Ab. And, he's plugged in, too. And he just sent me something. So we got something in the works. I've been talking to a few local rappers from the 518 who are honestly making noise.
Yeah.
Talk to them about features. Actually, if it's cool, I'm gonna give them a shout out quick.
Because
it's all love, bro. You know what I mean? Especially the 518.
Oh, yeah.
If you Hudson, Albany, Skanek, Catskill, whatever, Troy, if you 518, I'm riding with you until you come in my neck. Shout out the big bro, Aliwa, shout out some from Skanek, Knuckles Troy, or Knuckles Brim, my fault, Knuckles Brim, shout out Statty Love, shout out my boy Young Miles, shout out Ren, shout out my boy Chaz, if I'm forgetting anybody, my fault, but my mind is going crazy right now, shout out Tron the Don, shout out Reto, shout out C-Train, shout out everybody from HUD City Bad Guy, feel me? Shout out everybody, bro. Everyone that's been contributed to the knowledge or whatever it took to help me put stuff in these songs and preach, or just shout out if you a rapper from the 518 and you need some love. You feel me?
Yep.
Right.
That's a fact.
So with that, we're almost, we're coming to the end of our time, doing this next week. And every Friday's at 6 p.m., right? Yeah, at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And maybe you can come down when the pandemic is over. Come down to Tracks.
Get rid of that
every
Rona.
Every Saturday's at 6 to 9.
Yeah, we got the equipment going. We're working around the hardships of COVID-19. So if you need to connect, community, equipment, there's still ways to engage. Just, connecting with the Catskill Clubhouse.
And again, that email, if anybody's interested in reaching out, is ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. Big shout out to WGXC, Wave Farm, Catskill Youth Clubhouses, and Hudson Youth Clubhouse.
Shout out.
A lot of people working hard to keep this going. Yeah.
Oh, shout out Virtual Tracks Program. We just talked to them before this started. We talked to them.
Shout out
to everybody
track
on there. Gene,
Gene Ken. Bowen. Shout out Gene. Shout out Gene's son. Everybody I was in the video talking about their personal pain experiences and where they started off, where they're at now, and how that all transpired.
Yeah. So,
Codeine 518, thank you for being with us today. It was a really great interview.
I appreciate it, bro. Thank y'all for having me. Shout out to y'all. I'll follow you on Instagram, whatever. I appreciate it. It's all love. And my fault, but before I forget, I just thought of two people I missed. Shout out again, of course, my mama. Shout out my boy, my brother, D2 Worldwide. Shout out my boy, Young Jay. Shout out Wolf Media, Wolf Productions. Shout out Divine.
Nice.
Feel me? That's it. And it's all love out here. Live on 8. We making noise. I'm about to stand up and, yeah, take over.
So, after this, you know, after the show, you know, feel free to keep listening in on WGXE. And also make sure, if you would like to donate, go to the WGXE.org website and, you know, please donate to them to, you know, keep the wave going. Keep everybody going and flowing in the same way. And just to keep us on the air, if you like to listen to us. And we're out.
Have a good one, y'all.
Yeah, catch you next time.